Here we go. We're live and on link. Hey, everybody. How are we doing today? Oh, my goodness. So let's get everybody online here. Hold on. What do we got? What do we got? Can we get some friendly faces? Welcome to the Inspiration Monday live cast with the Tribe of One with Chris and Cody. Namaste, everybody. Woo! That was crazy. You guys there?
What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, Cody? I can hear you now, loud and clear. All right.
I'm soaking in some sun.
Nice. So how's my mic sound on your end? Am I doing okay?
Loud and clear.
All right, great. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Inspiration Mondays cast with Chris and Cody. I am Chris McHugh. I'm here with Cody Lampe. Cody, why don't you give us some background into your life? Catch us up with the last week of your life since our last cast.
The last week. A lot has happened. I believe every single day is just unfolding more and more. To us, getting closer to our dreams that we are striving for. And, I mean, this past week has really just inspired me and showed me how powerful coming together as a collective consciousness is, you know, how much we can create by coming together and sharing our ideas with like minds. I've been connecting with a lot of light workers out there, and this week has just truly inspired me, hearing stories from people from all walks of life, and just showing the universe is showing me the potential of how many people I can help transform as a being, and which helps me transform too. So that's where the week has gone, brother.
Yeah, I love you for sharing. I love you as a brother, Cody. You've been an inspiration to me and many, many, many others. And based on what you're talking about, these special personalities, I'll just quickly tell about myself. My name is Chris McHugh. I'm the founder of the Tribe of One and the idea of a group that's actually dedicated to bringing other groups together. So if you're tuning in, thank you so much for doing this. I feel like we are an activist group. We encourage making leaders of leaders. The idea is having leaders who take action in their lives, such as this broadcast, and promote others to do the same in their lives, to take action in their lives, to help spread love, peace, and trust in the face of fear and doubt. So to that end, we have a guest today. I want to make sure he's on the line with us right now. His name is Doyon Frazier. I hope I'm saying that right. If I haven't, I've been saying it the wrong way for a long time. Doyon, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You're exactly how I thought you sound.
That was, absolutely perfect. You know, a lot of people do have trouble pronouncing my name, but that was on point. You know, I just want to thank you and, you know, give so much honor and respect. And, of course, always and first and foremost, give so much thanks to Spirit for allowing us to connect, to bringing us together and, you know, thanks for us listening to our inner guidance system. So perfect. So thankful.
I love that. And one of the things that I appreciate most about you, Doyon, is the idea that you see the human vessel as like technology. You see it as a machine that's like sophisticated, like maybe 50,000 or 500,000 years beyond what man is capable of creating. Is that right?
Absolutely. That is entirely correct, you know, and it's not to negate or digress from the innate nature of spirit that is contained within that vessel, but this is our spaceship. This is how we interface and interact with this three-dimensionalized hologram and the illusion of matter. You know what I mean? So, yes, it's definitely a piece of technology, and it's truly fascinating, really, when you begin to understand the intricacies of the electromagnetic circuitries and how everything is connected to this this impulse, this pulse of life that permeates all things and is the order behind all things. It's truly a revolution blockchain. It's going to revolutionize the health industry as we know it, once that it is, you know, collectively, institutionally, academically accepted as a reality, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Now, Cody, what's your background with light science and light healing science?
I mean, for what I've awakened to, I mean, I'm just fascinated with energy. I mean, looking at the universe as everything is energy and quantum physics. And I mean, I'm just fascinated by, I mean, all the universal laws. I'm so open and I have so much to learn about this subject, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, great. So to that end, Dwayne, I'd love to guide the conversation along if you don't mind.
Sure.
And
sure.
I have three major things that I'd really love to touch on that I think our listeners would appreciate and have questions about. And the first one is about the first one is the relationship of the ego, which I have identified as, simply put, the name and the body. Like, that is the ego. Like, anything more than that is most likely, you know, and we could talk about that. The second aspect is you go into it in a depth that I truly appreciate, and I've been waiting for this opportunity to connect with you on. You talk about quantum, and you talk about different energy within the body, and I'd love to hear about that. And then finally, I'd love to hear about, I see you as a shaman, brother, whether or not you see yourself that way. And I would love to see you as like almost like a modern, like Blade Runner-esque shaman, you know what I mean? And I'd love to see your vision of a future, and whether or not you see intentional communities and tribes coming back to human consciousness.
So
why don't,
real quick.
Guide the conversation.
So perfect. And you know, with this being kind of my first, like, you know, public speech and speaking and things like that, I did have a little bit of apprehension and kind of, ego, I guess you could say, if we want to, you know, start there as well. You know, just simply being like, oh man, you know, what am I going to say? You know, am I going to overanalyze? You know what I mean? But then at the end of the day, I neutralized myself. I centered myself. I came back to that zero point completely still and said, what would spirit do? And spirit responded and said, just be open. Just do what you do, Diane. You know, why are you overthinking? So, you know, with that being said, the middle question, actually, we can start with the last question, because, you know, my partner and I actually are going to integrate this facet of work kind of into our practice, and that's going to be essentially connecting with these communities, you know, bridging the gap and creating a super community, essentially, this neural network of this collective hive mind kind of operating under one umbrella, as opposed to everyone kind of doing their own thing, you know. So there's huge, huge, huge things in the making right now. They're like, right, this year is extremely, extremely, extremely important. This is the foundation. We are laying the concrete, you know what I mean? We're laying down the cement, you know. So next year, and I mean, you know, from, at the end of the day, I don't like to attach times or anything like that, but at the end of the day, next year is supposed to be when this window of ascension closes. So, you know,
yes,
there's going to be a lot of turmoil. There's going to be a lot of destruction. There are going to be a lot of the final stages of the collapsation of this system that no longer resonates with the electromagnetic emission of this planet. The program no longer agrees with the software, so it has to go. You know, and eventually the goal is, you know, to, instead of dealing with an immense amount of chaos and lack of structure, to have all of that concrete and in place, so that we, once these systems fall, we are there to take their place. We are there to transcend this with heart-based business. Everything needs to be fifth dimensionalized, you know, and that's a big thing that we're doing in our business. It's moving from
what is that? Explain. I don't mean to interrupt you. What is a fifth dimensionalized, so people understand? Because not everybody has that understanding that are hearing us.
Sure, and what that means is that's going from a me perspective to a we perspective. You know what I mean? We are beginning to focus less on the individual and more on the collective. You know, we are going to hold one another. We are going to support one another as opposed to fighting for this system that essentially oppresses and exploits all of our resources, you know, and takes all of our time and gets in the way of allowing us to be able to pursue our destinies and fulfill our contracts and our blueprints and ultimately our purpose for being here. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah. Do you mind if I dovetail into something I'd like Cody to touch on? You mentioned you mentioned heart-based businesses, and I think that this is a great opportunity for Cody to mention a business that he works with. Cody, would you mention this business that you work with, this network that you work with? I believe it's called the Empower Network.
Of course. So, I mean, it's ultimately thousands and thousands of people who have awakened to this system and this matrix that has people being suppressed from living out their fullest dreams and desires. And, I mean, we're in a beautiful day and age in this time-space reality where people are waking up. And, people are coming together to create just beautiful, beautiful lives. And that's what I believe we're all here to do, is to thrive on this planet and to live a life of freedom, to do whatever it is we want to do, whenever we want to do it, go travel the world, go share different experiences with different people from all over the world. And it's powerful what a collective of people with a unified vision can do for this world. And I mean, we're truly just helping others live out their lives and their dreams, surrounded by their passions, to do whatever it is they love to do.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, because I'm just recently getting involved with this network, and it's just incredible. So the Empower Network. And Joyam, would you tell us about your practice? I've noticed you work with quite a few individuals. What is it exactly that you do? Are you a Reiki master? Are you a shaman? Do you not even take a title because you don't want to define yourself? Like, where are you at?
Sure. And I think at the end of the day, it's important to be able to identify and essentially quantify, label what you're doing. That's how you interface with this dimension. I think the whole labeling thing, there's a huge kind of misconception behind it. It's about not attaching to the label, becoming malleable, like water being formless, being able to change when you learn new things. You know, so right now, currently, I am a bio molecular and subatomic engineer. I have the ability to isolate specific particles, disharmonic resonances in the body through specific wave propagations or causing interference within someone's field.
Awesome.
And that ultimately, this is the communication of a molecular level, of a subatomic level, of a particle-based level. It is through waves. That's how communication occurs.
Now, this goes way beyond what the average individual is not to say they're not interested in it, just to say that they, like can you help me understand the tetrahedron? Is that the right word? Is that like the up arrow and down arrow? Simply put, is this an energy center within the body that helps balance the feminine and masculine energies? Can you give me, how can you take what you're saying on that level and bring it to something I'm familiar with?
Sure, you know, what I do in Thai, that's a huge kind of procedure, essentially. It's known as a sacred marriage on a micro-personal level. So I'll kind of give you a brief description of that real quick. You know, essentially what you do to do, I can do everything. Let me put it in layman's term. I'm a universal doctor. I am like, I don't know if you're familiar with Naruto, but I'm like Kakashi, the copycat ninja. I can literally copy any system. Any technique, any modality. I've tested all of them and have seen which are more effective than others. What I've come to learn that, you know, and this goes back to universal law, is that there is no right or wrong system. There is, and we all have the potential to have these programs essentially in us, whether that's the chakra system, whether that's a 7, 12, 15, 8, whatever. You know what I mean? It all exists because there is no truth, no fallacy, no right, no wrong. There's only manifested or unmanifested energy, which comes to fruition through the attention and intention of the conscious observer. So
I love this.
What I kind of, essentially what I kind of do is I restore harmony to the harmonic overtone of the electromagnetic body. So, you know, where, you know, look at the body as a symphony, you know, and I am the conductor. And each chakra, each organ, every biological and energetic template or program carries a unique, specific harmonic resonance. So it's an instrument.
Wow.
So I go in and I basically retune all the instruments of the body to make sure that they're playing harmonically.
Now,
you know, when
do you do this remotely? Like, can you do this remotely over Skype?
I work 98% remotely. Even in person.
See that?
I work entirely remotely. I don't move anymore. I just sit down and I just look at the person and I just visualize and I feel it in my hands.
This is,
there's no
this
such
is
thing as space
awesome.
Or time. There's only the illusion of it.
Right. Now, as far as Cody, you want to chime in here as far as what is your experience with energy? I mean, is this all news to you or is this kind of like, what's your relationship with this type of work?
I would say that this is very new to me. But the thing is, I'm so open to learning, and expanding my consciousness on this kind of things. Like, I'm an empath. I can feel energy, I can feel energy from other people. I can sense that energy. I do energy practices like Qigong, and just meditation and breathing exercises. But, and I'm familiar with Reiki, but not as much as, I possibly could. So, I mean, this is beautiful. This is epic. I love hearing this stuff.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying it.
Oh, it's great stuff. Now, Doyen, there's something that sometimes it doesn't get me frustrated. That would be an extreme word for the level of feeling I have about it. But when somebody online talks about that they had to become a Reiki master and things of this nature. Now, because in my mind, this is a natural talent, is it not? This is something that the more labels and the more rituals that you have to impress upon that moment, that sacred moment where whatever could come out of you is going to be what the body needs to do and what the spirit demands.
Here's,
in
real
that
quick,
moment.
While I have this thought, before spirit leaves and this synapse is present, you know, it's about leaving the polarization of all of the old distorted programs and coming to a sense of neutralic synthesization. It is an alchemical process that we are doing to every facet of life currently. We are coming to neutrality. We are coming to the zero point. We are leaving Pisces, and we have been leaving Pisces since the 80s. So we are well into Aquarius. And once again, it's about synthesizing. So it's about becoming so surgical, at least in my opinion, in my journey, on my path, it was about becoming so surgical that it became second nature. And then understanding that you allow source or spirit or this unified field of intelligence that is within and around every single thing.
Now, can I guide you now with that idea of that synchronicity, collective consciousness is the word I would give it, the idea that we share this collective like manifestation, and that the dream that we see is based upon the collective belief. And that I would point to the placebo effect being like it just recently jumped actually, but that it actually is indicative of the where man is, or, you know, quote unquote, man is in their development process, about 13% of their potential, like based on like their degree of belief becoming reality, belief in themselves and their ability to take action. But really what I'd like to hear from you is I'd love to hear your concept of mental health issues and how disjointed our current society is in just as a matter of fact, that the entire study of psychology and psychotherapy and psychiatry, with maybe a few, because I don't want to make any certain facts, hyperbolic statements, with a few, you know, really important exceptions, are negative. It's all about like giving people diagnoses because they're not normal, which is quote unquote like the average, and anybody that's above average is manic, and anybody that's below average is depressed, and now they have an ego to live, you know, a symptom to live out as who they are. So I would love to hear your concept of that and where we went wrong there, or if we didn't go wrong at all? What are your feelings?
Well, you know, of course, at the end of the day, nothing is ever wrong. Of course, you know, things can be kind of drawn out, maybe a little longer than they should have been, but everything is always with divine alignment and perfection and always unfolding so synchronistically. You know, it's always to realize so much more. But, you know, in my opinion, it's kind of like everything in every industry in our current matrix or system of oppression, that it is based upon the exploitation and increase of profit. You know what I mean? And it's just that simple at the end of the day. None of the systems are set up in place to help anyone. They're here to maintain, and not only maintain, but increase revenue. So, you know, I think a lot about where we're going wrong here is, like you said, identifying this as essentially something wrong. And as instead of, you know, embracing these individuals, not, you know, isolating them and you know, just neglecting them, treating them as if they're some kind of item or a useless piece of waste, or, you know what I mean? They are, in reality, our prophets, our psychics, our mystics, the ones that walk the thin, you know, in between the thinnest line of the veil of worlds.
You know the way I put it, Joyed? I say that it's the new souls ruling over the old souls, and that
absolutely,
the old souls are just so sensitive, they're just so humble, they're just so giving of themselves that they're happy to do that, until it got to the point where it's like
power.
It's not working for us anymore. It's not like we need to come together, because now nature is saying we've got big problems we've got to deal with that we've created, and it was because we got away from our tribal roots. And that's where I would love to lead the conversation, and I'm sure Cody could chime in here, because he has spoken about the Enviro Project, which is, everyone knows in the tribe, is my biggest thing. And I'm going to state why it is. First and foremost, it's helping people that are homeless and veterans, and the idea, and displaced Americans, people that are in what is now a bankrupt city, Detroit, and doesn't even have good water, right? This isn't a first world country. So we're creating an intentional community to show, as an inspiration, what people coming together can do in a short amount of time. And I feel like that is activism at its highest. So if I can get behind a charity and get involved with the charity and get the tribe in its way involved in it, I think it's one of the best things we can do. So I think really it's creating the tribe of one in the flesh. It's really like, you know, and I think that is really, so what I would love to touch on is where you see intentional communities in your vision for the future, and whether or not they exist in a tribal life, if that exists.
Well, what's funny is they already do exist. They're already popping all up all over the place. I'm actually in contact with quite a few people kind of running their own communities. I actually just got an invite to go to Kentucky to go work with some, an individual has some compressed vertebra and some spinal issues, so they wanted to fly me out there and come work on them. So, you know, these communities are here. It's just a matter of all of us kind of, whether that's, you know, creating this template of how to, and we're literally creating a new world. And, you know, it's funny that the tribe, you know, you keep referring to, you know, this tribe, but that's been like the epitome of kind of what Spirit's been telling me the past 2 weeks, really, is just, you know, we are the tribes. We literally, like, you know, I started, because I'm part Filipino, so I started getting a whole bunch of ancestral calling and amazing things that made me be like, oh my God, I realized why I'm so drawn to the jungle people. I am one, you know,
yes.
And there's been a lot of interesting kind of personal revelations going on. But, you know, I think it's a matter of us really realizing that this is a possibility, realizing that we can be entirely self-sufficient if we simply just pursue our purpose, if we allow our guiding force to be our passion and just do what we love to do, there will be no need for money.
Can we get Cody in here?
No need for money. No need.
Cody, take it away. Take it away. I think Doyen set you up brilliantly for your vision, brother. This is where you shine. Take us away into a vision of a future here, Cody. Take us away.
You guys are funny. Wow, I mean, I love how you've spoken about truly creating a planet where we can thrive on, where there's an abundance of everything for us to thrive. I truly believe that the planet Earth is abundant in everything. Like, if you think about it, like, we're the only species on this planet that has literally put damage onto the planet like we have. And I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate about creating and helping others awaken to that that kind of lifestyle, whether it's eating a plant-based diet, looking into veganism, I love how you said that this planet will thrive when all of us live out our purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I love that. I don't even know where to go.
I think you went
so far. Such a beautiful future.
Yes. I think what we need to start looking at as a tribe of one is 7 generations. How are we going to leave this world for the next 7 generations? And how can we teach our children to embody that kind of integrity? When they are decisions that they make them for 7 generations forward. This is forward thinking. This is leaving a legacy that we do not cherish our ancestors like we once did as a tribe.
Right.
And that's for good reason. Because they lost their connection with spirit. They lost it. And it was through indoctrination in a lot of ways. And I don't mean to be like dictating the way it is. I mean, obviously there's, I'm not saying facts. These are subjective beliefs. There's also people that have overcome and there always will. And I think that so long as spirit guides you and guides your thoughts, words, and actions, that collective consciousness, that synchronicity, and you have faith in that, before long you'll start to see faith stack on faith until it becomes belief, and then you have belief stack on belief until it becomes knowing, and then you see that turn into just actually seeing it occur in front of you and just having fearlessness, almost fearlessness.
Right.
You got to stay humble.
That certainty.
Can I get an amen on that? You got to stay
amen
humble.
Amen, for sure.
You know? So it's very, I can't thank you enough for being here, Dwayne. Do you want to take some callers, see if there's anybody that's interested in calling in and asking some questions? Because that would be great.
Real quick, I do want to just give my bio real quick so, you know, we're not so all
over
the place.
Yes, I'm sorry. Did we skip that whole part? Why don't we do that before you start taking questions? Go ahead.
So, you know, it was supposed to be this way, apparently. perfect as always. So, you know, my development is truly not human, really. But basically, I went to school for 2 years. I got blessed to come across the greatest school for medical Reiki in probably all of the states in Laurel, Maryland, called the Cleansing Breath. Took a 2-year course on very in-depth, a whole practice as opposed to just Reiki. He incorporated, you know, just Eastern medicine and, you know, just the elementals and, you know, just a plethora of different tools that we can utilize as opposed to just utilizing Reiki. And that within itself taught me so much. I was already, like, from no ego, just an observation, developed when I began class and kind of was already ahead of everyone. And even my teacher stopped talking to me for about, like, I've talked to him maybe 2 times since I've been out of school because he had to let me spread my wings, and he knew that he would limit my growth. What an amazing teacher. So, you know, after that, I kind of really just started doing an immense amount of hands-on work. And since I'm born with, and I'm sure other people are born with this as well, the ability to amplify frequency and affect molecular structures, this allowed me to test everything. This allowed me to be like, okay, let's try this system out. Let's try this one out. And that ultimately led me to cathartic healing, which in my opinion is one of the most pivotal, important things.
Is this when you cry? Is this when, like, you're emotionally, like, charged and your body can't handle the emotion?
Cathartic healing?
Yes.
Cathartic healing is the interface of scalar wave fields. So we're working with pre-matter grids that come before the chakras that are ultimately the form-holding blueprint of all life in existence. So it's about working with the blueprint as opposed to the byproduct, which essentially the chakras are. And don't get me wrong, I've had amazing sessions with chakras, but the chakras are an entirely incorrect program that need to be collapsed and unified under one field. They are supposed to operate under one field, not be dimensionally separate, which is what was done to us on purpose roughly 20,000 years ago by invading races in order to induct or limit the fusion and fission of our particles to reach higher harmonic universes, ultimately ascending and reuniting with our Christic nature or Christ mind.
Well,
so that's
do you feel like
that
is necessary? Do you feel like it's possible that that's all necessary, or do you feel like it was undone, like it was done and then undone?
I mean, I feel like
because isn't it
kind of
like the prodigal son in a sense? Don't we all go through that prodigal son kind of
I feel like
experience?
I feel like it's a necessary process and development, you know what I mean? But we're reaching a point to where that's not necessary. This is going to be our last earthly incarnation. We're here to clean up all that karmic debt. And, you know, with my work also brings immortality. It has a lot to do with, I work with the vertical transmission lines or the axitonal lines, which are essentially the nervous system of the chakra seeds, not the vortices that people commonly refer to as the chakras. So
I love that you do. I have to interrupt you though, Dorian. I have to interrupt you. Because here's the thing. And no disrespect. The thing I love about you is that you are very technical. So you have like jargon associated with with what you're doing that is way above my head. And I don't want to assume that it's above everybody else's head, but at the same time, I want people to be able to get the stuff with context. Do you have a
relativity
site that we can exactly so that they can see you practicing it and learning it? I don't want them to get the whole thing like in 5 minutes. What is your website, or what is a way that people can get more information about you?
My website is microgridactivation.com, and I have plenty of demonstrations and procedures on there, and you can also find my YouTube channel on there as well, which is just Doyen Fraser, DoyenFraser. Now, that's pretty much the gist of it. I just work with a lot of different templates than, you know, what's kind of going around in the mainstream, I hate to put this label on it, but, you know, kind of new age movement. There's so much anatomy. There's so many things that are overlooked. There's so many things that are entirely just abused, and it's a travesty, really, and I'm here to kind of shed light on that and assist people who want the authentic information.
I know you do, and I know that we're speaking with Doyen Fraser, one of the honestly, and I'm not just giving him a buffing here. I'm saying this guy's probably one of the most qualified energy healers I've ever spoken with and had the pleasure of learning from. And I really love to have people call in. If anybody's listening in, you can reach in at 929-477-1403. Again, that's 929-477-1403. And you can go ahead and call in and we'll get you on the show. You can ask us questions. And if we don't have any callers, that's fine. we will ask the questions right around. So as far as – I didn't hear you speak specifically your feeling about – like I have this theory that bipolar is basically a dissonance within the karmic Ooh. Relationship the individual has with being in spirit and being in egoic kind of reality.
Interesting.
And the idea being that when someone is manic, that they're connecting with spirit and they're having that high, and then they fall out of it back into fear, which brings them down because of the worry, the gravity of their social circles, which typically are not resonating at that high vibration because they don't choose to uproot themselves and place themselves around uplifting people.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Awesome. It makes a lot of sense that, there's so many variables that come into psychological disorders. And what's really cool is a lot of this kind of transcranial stimulation therapy that I've been learning, which is simply reverberating oscillations or vibrations in the brain, similar to binaural beats. It's brainwave entrainment, or essentially jump-starting the dormant parts of the brain to get them to react on their own again in a healthy, fluid, you know, lack of electrical distorted manner, you know.
Right.
And once again, there's so many things that come down to it, you know, where the individual is purging so much emotion, kind of unprocessed emotions that have been stored in the backside of the sacral chakra or inside of the cellular memory. You know, it's kind of, you know, think about it like this. We're on a planet that is vibrating, that is increasing in particle pulsation rhythm, or, you know, the Schumann resonance is increasing, its frequency vibration, whatever you'd like to call it. And us being biological, particle-based beings, we are directly affected by the waves that the planet emits, as this is how particles communicate in the first place. So, you know, it's going to be, this is the natural process of ascension. It is a planetary-based
Listen, we could have about 5 minutes, but I would love to touch on this because I'm kind of cuckoo in my own way. Like, I've been watching end time videos and kind of like and new age, and you said that you kind of said new age. You threw that statement out there and kind of said it almost in a way that's like a bad word. And for me, it is a new age. Like, we're coming into a new age, and I think that's silly for people to try to ignore that, because we're seeing some crazy stuff like these fires up north. See all of the Orthodox churches burn on the same day in different countries. This is wild. Like, wow. There was like 6 different churches that burned like completely to the ground in like different, like one in Australia, one in like Russia, one in like 3 in the United States, including New York, in the same day. Crazy stuff happening. And I just feel like I'll put that out there for those of that are listening that are kind of like inspired, and they're like, look, I'm feeling alive, I'm feeling inspired, I want to make some changes. I say move into faith now is a great time to do it. What are your feelings on this whole end of days idea and things that are transitioning in a very real way now?
Well, you know, it's definitely an end of time, new beginning. We kind of are stepping into that new beginning, and this is definitely something that's been prophesized by a plethora of tribes and kind of other prominent, you know, clairvoyants and people that, you know, oracles, prophets, people that receive messages. But, you know, ultimately, I don't think it's anything to fear. Although, what I will say, and maybe not a lot of people will like this, is that if you are not maintaining your frequency, if you are not owning your manifestations, if you're not being responsible for your thoughts and emotions and ultimately transmuting them within yourself. And what I mean by that is when I begin to digress in a lower or disharmonic vibratorial kind of vortex, like the way I pull myself out is by utilizing the opposite wavelength of that emotion, you know. And that neutralizes the frequency in your body and ultimately.
Can I say that another way? Can I say that another way?
You can, absolutely.
Because I think that what you just said is powerful, but I don't want it to be lost. So essentially, what Doyen's saying, if I'm understanding him correctly, is he's saying that you must be very self-aware, being the third, the witnessing presence of yourself. Mm-hmm. The circumstance as neutral and your emotional state all at the same time. And then when you recognize as the witness in a neutral perspective that you are in an ill way, a lower vibration, you're thinking doubts, you're thinking fearful thoughts, you immediately, without reacting to it in a negative way, witness it, ask it what's going on, and then send the opposing sound wave, in other words, the opposing gratitude or whatever, love or acceptance to that subject, that illusion that, you know, you're going to, in your mind, create whatever thought structure helps you to manifest that better, whether it be an impression, an image, a visual of a wavelength, whatever that quantum is. Giving it space, giving it an image, giving it an experience really can help you turn around an emotion quite quickly.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm saying. And to finish what I was saying, and I love you, of course, and I'm glad, you know, I definitely kind of have this problem. I always assume I'm just speaking to a room full of bioenergetic engineers as well. So. I get lost in my world.
Well, that's why I'm just taking the mic a little and just kind of acting as a translator so that it's just kind of like, you know. Go ahead. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Please.
So, you know, with that being said, if you're not maintaining your wavelength, if you're not being mindful, if you're not practicing some form of meditation, some form of mindfulness, some form of yoga, some type of relaxation where you can truly unwind and allow your unprocessed thoughts to process themselves and allow yourself to truly sit there in that now moment where nothing is wrong and feel that way. Feel that everything is perfectly okay and I am rich, I am abundant. You know, if you're not doing this, your life will become increasingly resistant until you eventually get a dis-ease and transition. This is going to be the Earth's way of naturally cleansing itself. You cannot negate from these processes. No one is excluded. So you have to deal with yourself. You have to own your creation.
Well, Doyen, thank you so much for joining us today. I mean,
Absolutely.
This is a great way to kind of wrap up the conversation for today. I mean, that was powerful. What great advice. I mean, basically saying you're going to, hey, listen, there are two paths in life. You can either go with the flow and go with love and go with community, or you can go the hard route and get dragged through the thorns. But either way, you're going to end up surrendering and going with the flow. And I just love that, you know, that's such high, simple yet high wisdom, and it's usually the case. Go ahead and thank you so much. I'm giving you a nice little bow here with hands to heart center. Namaste, brother. You know, I wish you the best in your business and in your personal life and everything that's going on. We will connect. I think there are opportunities for you in the what do they call it? The shaman hut or the holistic hut with Enviro Project. And, you know, we're looking for leaders to make leaders.
Awesome.
So you'd be a great candidate. I really feel like you
so
would.
Perfect.
So why don't we wrap it up there? This is Doyen Frazier. Again, why don't you plug your website one more time, Doyen, for those that are interested in following you and getting in connecting with you.
It is microgridactivation.com. And, you know, I thank you so much, brother. I'm so honored, you know, that you held the space for me and allowed me to express what Spirit is trying to convey. You know, I'm eternally grateful for your time, and I look forward wholeheartedly to continuing this connection and continuing to expand with you and co-creating this beautiful, sacred, energetic synthesis. It's so perfect, so beautiful, so thankful for your being.
Well, it's been an honor having you. Cody, did you want to say goodbye before we have our space to invite people to our
Dyren.
We got about a minute left.
Doyen.
Doyen. I truly appreciate you speaking from spirit in your heart, and I would love to be connected with you. I've already seen you all over Facebook, and I love all of the love and the energy and the light that you bring into the community. And I just want to say I appreciate you. Thank you, and I love you, bro.
I love you too, man. You know, that's
lots of big group hug here. Group hug. All right. All right, guys. I'm gonna have to kick you off here, Doyen. We've got about 50 seconds left to wrap it up. Have an awesome night. Blessings to you.
Too,
the blessings of 10,000 kings in one. Take care, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, Cody, you're with me, right?
Of course, bro.
All right, here we go, guys. We're about to wrap it up. That wraps up another week of the Inspiration Mondays with Chris and Cody. Just wanted to invite you both. If you're interested, hit us up with a personal message right now on either one of our accounts for an opportunity. We're going to head to one of our calls that we go for another tribe that we're that we're invested in and work with to bring abundance into our lives. Anything you want to say, Cody? You got about 10 seconds.
Dude, love, light, and I just want to inspire everyone to shine their bright and be themselves.
Awesome. All right, everybody.
Namaste.
Take care. Namaste.